We have been discussing getting unstuck in terms of creative living. The present moment is an eternal now, and in the now are infinite possibilities. We don't embrace these possibilities because we're becoming so used to limitations that they feel real. Yet it is obvious that for every flaw, weakness, challenge, or handicap we use to remain stuck, someone else has used that same disadvantage as a springboard to achievement. A creative life brings joy and fulfillment because you embody a new self every day. Don't look to your situation as if externals are to blame for holding you back. The mind is where stuckness happens and repetition sets in. It has been estimated that for most people, half the thoughts they have today are the same as the ones they had yesterday. In relationships, we sometimes settle for repetitive rituals between two people that allow for very little renewal of love. Think about someone who is close to you and a disagreement has been set in place. For a long time, you have held on to your position and so has the other person. Thanks to this impasse, the relationship lacks any kind of relating. You are just tossing around the same old reactions. The rule for any kind of stuckness is, something has to give. The longer you grit your teeth and put up with things, the more you are the cause of your own stuckness. The other person isn't causing it. Your situation isn't causing it. They may be reinforcing the problem, but that's secondary. The primary thing is for you to take responsibility. This actually becomes a joyful choice when you stop looking at it as surrendering or losing to the other side, and instead look upon it as a chance to be free, creative, and growing. When you can embrace the day as completely open and new, focusing on where that is happening, you will never lose again. What makes anything feel old is that we have lost the ability to renew the self. Once you break the mold of repetitive behavior, renewal comes naturally. Effortless renewal is the rule of life. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I embrace the newness of this day. I embrace the newness of this day. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra. Om Sarvatva Namah. Om Sarvatva Namah. This mantra means, I open my individuality to its true universality, the wholeness of cosmic awareness. As we connect with our essence, we are revitalized, restored, and renewed. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Sarvatva Namah. Om Sarvatva Namah. Om Sarvatva Namah. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Sarvatva Namah. Om Sarvatva Nama. Om Sarvatva Nama. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Sarvatva Nama. Om Sarvatva Nama. Om Sarvatva Nama. it's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate this centering thought. I embrace the newness of this day. I embrace the newness of this day. Namaste.